Before we start today's shiur, I just like to announce that that I was told that a group of alumni of the shiur graciously got together to sponsor the shiurim for this week. I very much appreciate it. I wanted to thank them. I cherish the kesher that I have with the alumni of the shiur, and I was very touched by the fact that they got together. Many alumni, it's a large group of alumni that got together that wanted to sponsor the shiur for this week, and I hope that in Mitzvah Hashem it should be a schus for them and their families. They should be zochah to have Tosefes Brocha. Last week we were talking about the sugya of Cheskas Gimel Shonim Ritzufis, the fact that when we have Cheskas Karkos for Gimel Shonim, it has to be Ritzufis, it must be consecutive. And we discussed specifically by Cheskas Habatim, how can Cheskas Habatim be Ritzufis, but people don't see them living there at night? So we had Abai and Rova, Shirvi, the Shcheinim, Rova, the Sochrim. And then the Gemara quotes Marzutra. Marzutra is the comment at the bottom of the Amud. Marzutra says that Itoin va'omar leisu treisadi lasu delei the darbe tlashani bimamu v'leila tanasei taina. Marzutra says that if there's some kind of a taina that we want edos of yom v'leila mamish, so then that's a taina, and we're going to listen to that taina. So what's he saying? What's the issue Marzutra is picking up on? So according to the Girsa of the Rashbam, which I just read, it sounds like a person who's tining, a person who's putting forward the tain, is the Marakama. Why? Because he says, V'itoin v'amar leisu trei sadi lasu de lei. Two sadi should come to testify for him. Who's for him? The Masik. So it sounds like the Marakama is the one who's putting forward the tain. He's not happy with the edus that's been given previously. He wants the edus to be stronger. So tanase taina. Gemara says that it is a good taina. Marzutra holds it's a good taina. And then we're going to force the machzik to bring better edus. What does that mean? So we had a major discussion in Rishonim, that without this taina, we assume that even if the edim are testifying stam, so it's nichlal, that there's some kind of a hochocha, there's some kind of a raya, that whoever was dar there, whoever lived there ben bayom, ben balayla. How is it nichlal? So either it's nichlal in the edus itself, Stam Eidus is kolel, this idea that they live there even by Laila, or that there's an under the Buhu, that once they live there by Yom, then we assume that they live there by Laila. So normally we wouldn't imagine that the Marakama could, that there should be any need to bring a better Aegis. Zokmar Zutra, no, but if the Marakama is toying, I want something better than that. I don't want this Stam Eidus, I want real Eidus on Yom Balayla. Tanasetana, he has the right to do so. Okay, this was the Rashbam. We talked about this at great length with different naftamina between the various approaches. This was one approach. Rabbi Hananel has a different girsa. Rabbi Hananel is quoted by Tosfos, but he's also quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah. The read in Tosfos is a little bit more complicated, so I figured let's look at the Rabbeinu Yonah side to see Rabbi Hananel's girsa. We'll address it from that perspective. Rabbeinu Hananel writes like this. Rabbeinu Yonah in Dirmaschel Ra'isi says, Ra'isi nusna ha'ga'onim kulam zatzal. Itoin v'amar leisu sadi lisadu li the dor beit plas shonim v'chulam. Rabbeinu Hananel, the Gaonim, the Girsa is lisadu li, not lisadu le. The person who's toin doesn't say, let the Edom come and testify for him by Yom Ba'alayla. No, it's let the Edom come and testify for me. So clearly we're not talking about the Marakama being toin, we're talking about the Machzik being toin. A totally different pshat. A totally different pshat. So clearly it's a different gears. The question is, what's this saying? What's the Rabbeinu Hananel's gears saying? What's Marzutra's shita according to Rabbeinu Hananel? What's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying? Rava had said that how can we have Cheskas Habatim, Eidus on Cheskas Habatim? So Rava said, let's have the Eidus of the Sochim. That's the best way. Because the Sochim are there in place of the Machzik. Right? How exactly does that work? L'shlichus, not what Shlichus talked about, but they're there in place of the Machzik. And they're there by Yom HaValayla. The Sochem lived there by Yom HaValayla. So that's a great Eidus. So the Gemara asked, Rav Yemar asked, "I but they're Nogin Be'edus sons. How can they testify if they're Nogin Be'edus?" So the Gemara gave an answer. The Gemara said that no, aren't we talking Kigon to Nikiti, Aga Beisa? They're holding the Aga. They're all holding the Schar in their hands. They haven't paid it yet. So they're not Nogin Be'edus because they haven't paid the Schar yet. That's what the Gemara answered. Zokmar Zutra, Lufi, Rabbi Nachanal's Girsa. He says, no, I can give you another answer to that kash. Why are they not Nogin Be'edus? Not because Nikiti Yagar Basin. That's a Pella de Kesvara. It's an Ukimta that they're holding the schar in their hands. That's the case that we're talking about. They're holding the schar in their hands, waiting. He says, no, the pshat is maybe the Machzik can bring Edim who lived there previously, not ones that are holding the schar in their hands. No, maybe there's someone who lived there before the current Sochem. Someone lived there before. There was Sochem who lived there for 3 years before, but they're not living there now. So if the Machzik says, let these individuals, the Sochem, who lived there earlier, who are not living there now, let them come and be made for me by Yom HaValayla Tana Setayim. Meaning, you claim that they're Nogin Be'edus, that the Sochem testify, since they're Nogin Be'edus, we shouldn't accept their Edus. Sok Mar Zutra. I'm not talking about Sochem that are living there right now that haven't paid yet. No, the Machzik says, let someone come and testify, someone who's not living there now. Tana Setayim, that's a good Taina, that's a good Edus. That's not Nogin Be'edus. Why? Why not? But you know, they're going to have to pay. Whoever wins, they're going to have to pay. No, because since these people are not living there now, no one knows that they were living there. The Machzik is going to bring them, you know, bring them up. He's going to bring them back. No one knows that they lived there. So if no one knows that they lived there, what do they have in their back pocket? Kashas. Right? They could say, Lo Sacharnu, we never lived there before. If you're talking about people who are living there now, so they can't say Lo Sacharnu, we never rented. Of course they rented. It's obvious they're dying. They have to rent unless if they didn't rent, then they're squatting. So they don't have a Pesha Asa, the ones that are living there now. But if you can bring back someone who lived there before, who's not living there now, so he does have a Pesha Asa, you can't say that he's Nogea Be'edus. He's not Nogea Be'edus because he could say, I never lived there Bechlal, I never rented at all. So because they can say that they never rented at all, they have a Pesha Asa, so they're not Nogea Be'edus, so that Edus is going to be good. That's what Mar Zutra is saying, Lefi Rabbi Nachmanah's Girsa, Lefi Lugalon. That's the first shot Rabbi Yonah wants to suggest. That he's coming to answer. He's not saying, he's not making a statement to demand a better Edus than an Edus Stam. Mar Zutra is not talking about that. He's trying to answer the previous kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara had said that Lefi Rava, the Edus of the Sochim, should be Pasol, Nogeh Be'edus, Ninhu. Sok Mar Zutra, no, they're not Nogeh Be'edus. If he can get an Edus of Sochim who lived there previously, while not living there now, because they would have a Pesha Asar, Then they're not Nogeh, and their Edus is going to be Nemu. Rabbi Yonah, though, is very troubled with this pshat. He says, V'zeh perish ma'od dochuk. It's a very dochuk perish, because the Gemara doesn't say anything about this. It's not clear. Mar Zutra is talking about the Sochem. He doesn't even mention anything about Sochem. The word Sochem doesn't even come up in his statement. It's hard to link this back to Rava, he says. Right? It's hard to say. Kevin Shehizkir Atalman Negi HaSedus HaSochem Kolkama Duloniki Diagar Besa V'Ami Leman Neisve In Bomar Zutra Achshav Limtzo Tzad Acher V'Hechshar Edusan Hayu Lola Farsha. Mar Zutra is going, if he's going on the Hemshech of the Gemara, going on Rava's statements, he should have said that. It sounds like he's saying, it's something new, right? Something new. He's saying something new, so what exactly is he saying? Right? He's trying to give another Hechshar. Not that we're talking about the same Sochem that are living here. But we're talking about other Sochem, new Sochem. Mar Zutra is saying, what, if you can bring Edus from other Sochem that we weren't talking about before, that's like a totally different shot. You should have mentioned the other Sochem. We know of one pair of Sochem. That's what I was talking about, that the Sochem are living there now. If you're introducing that if he brings Edim from Sochem who lived there before, right, that kind of Edus is going to work. So he should have said we're talking about two sets of Sochem, but he doesn't say that. So to shtup that into his words seems very difficult, Rabbi Yonah says. So he suggests, you know what, I think if you take Rabbi Nachmanah's Girsa, the Girsa of the Gaon, it says it could be a good Girsa, but let me explain to you what the Pshat is. Ma'azuch is not introducing Eidos of new Sochen that we haven't heard of. Sochen that lived there, but they're not there anymore. They have a Pesha Azim. Now, that's not what we're talking about. What are we talking about? The Nir Ali says, Begir Sazos, the Hachi Birushim. Itoin Machzik Bebezdin, Todem Sheyova Hama'arev, Yo'idu Li Asochem Ha'elu Lefnei Lefonai, Shedaru Bevati Shaloshamim. What is the Machzik? He says, before the Ma'ar comes, he doesn't know that the Ma'ar is going to come. He doesn't know if the Ma'ar is going to come. If the Marakama doesn't come, he doesn't have a problem. But he's afraid maybe the Marakama will come. And he'll claim that what kind of chazaka do you have over here? Cheska Sabatim is Gimel Shonim. Where's the Gimel Shonim? Zokta Machzik. I'm afraid that he might come, so let the Sochem come before he approaches Bezdin, before he enters the Bezdin. Let the Sochem come before the Marakama tainas that he wants in Eidus. Right? We're talking about that they pay the schiris to the machzik, so they're nogin beidusan, like the Gemara says. So if the marakama were to come, then the sochem would not be able to testify. So if the machzik says, I want the eidah to testify before there's a din Torah, before there's any sichsuch, before the marakama time is anything, I want them to testify. Why? Well, what's the point? Why do you bring Edom when there's no sichsuch between two people? Yeah, he says he wants to bring the Edom now when they're not no gaber Edus, so that if the Marakama comes, we'll be able to accept their Edus that they testified before. And that's Tanase Taina. Marzucha says that if he wants them to testify before, that's okay. Let them testify before the Marakama comes. The lo chashinan lohu l'negias Edus came in the lesser la'arakama. He wants them to testify because he's afraid the Marakama is going to come. If the Marakama were to come, then they wouldn't be able to testify. They would be Nogin Be'edus at that point in time. But the fact that they're testifying before the Marakama comes, they're not Nogin Be'edus, and therefore their Edus is going to be Nogin. That's the Chiddush Lefi Rabbeinu Chananel and the Olam Yerushalmi. Right? Lefi their Yerushalmi. That we're talking, again, we're trying to answer the Kasha that according to Rava, aren't the Sochem Nogin Be'edus? Mazutra, if the Masik says, let the Sochrim. I mean, the simple answer is what the Gemara says, that they're holding the Schar. Zok Mazutra, nocha knech, nocha point, that's another point, that if he says, let them come before the Marakama is towing, before the Marakama complains, let them come and testify, then they're not Nogin Be'edos, and then it'll be totally fine. What does that mean? But if they be Nogin Be'ezus once the Marakama comes, so then what does it matter that they jump the gun? Once the Marakama comes, it's Mizbara Lamafreya that they are Nogin Be'ezus. So how can we accept the testimony? How can we accept the testimony in such a case? With the Chorutz of Pelin. So the Ktos in Siman Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Dalek, quotes from the Bach, that an Eidus is not Nogeh Be'edus unless the Hano'ah that he's going to get from the Eidus is Vivadai at the time of Kabbalah Eidus. That's the Yisod that the Bach has. That if it's only a Suffolk Hano'ah is not called the Hano'ah. He's not Nogeh Be'edus unless the Hano'ah that he's going to receive is Vivadai at the time of the Kabbalah Eidus itself. So here it's not Vivadai. We don't know that the Marakama is going to come. We don't know the Marakama is going to come yet. It's only a Suffolk that he's going to come. The Masik wants to set up a situation that even if the Marakama were to come, it's not going to be a problem. But since it's only a Suffolk Hanah, we don't know if he's really going to derive any benefit, because if the Marakama never comes, then it doesn't matter. Right? They're not Nogea Be'edus unless the Marakama comes. So Zok Duktos B'Shem Debach, this is only a Suffolk Hanah. Suffolk Hanah is not called the Hanah vis-a-vis Nogea Be'edus, so that's why they're not Nogea Be'edus if they testify early. If they testify before the Marakama comes, then that hack is going to work. They're not Nogea Be'edus, and that will certainly work. That will certainly work, he says. There's just one problem. Yes.
If we're not going to say that someone's Nogea based on a suffix, then what about earlier in the Gemara where we said that, what if the Marakama wins, and then he's going to have to pay again? And we said he was Nogea then, based on a suffix that the Marakama was right.
No. I'm talking about even less of a suffix. There, you see the problem before you, right? The Marakama is there. Here, there's no Hanah B'chlal. It's like it's before the Marakama, before anything started. So here, it's not Nogeh at all. Yes.
Why would anyone think that it wouldn't work? If, like just bringing proof from establishing my chazaka, why would it not? work? Why does it totally
well, some work? Someone might say, there are two reasons why it might not work. Someone might say that they can't be called a non-Nogea Be'edus, because once the Marakama comes, maybe we should say Lemafreya, they are Nogea Be'edus. We should look at the Edus as though there was a Negiah. Right? Now there is a Negiah. You're not accepting the Edus then, you're really accepting the Edus for now. So someone might say, well, the now is after the Marakama came, so maybe there is a Negiah Be'edus, we shouldn't accept it. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that if at the time of the Kabbalah's Edus there was no Negiah, because it was only a Safek Hanah, so that Edus is accepted, and once it's accepted, then there's no problem. That was one issue that you could have. But the second issue I'll tell you in a second. Yeah.
Why do you need to go to the source of the Bach? My answer is Ben Yonah kind of defends it himself.
Ben Yonah says it, but does he say Safek? Does he say why there's no Negiah? Safek Hanah is not called a Hanah? He doesn't say the magic words. Right? He says that They're not Nogin Be'edus now. Yeah, but I don't understand. Aren't they Nogin? No. Comes the Ksos and says that we look at the Kabbalah Seydus. If at the Shas Kabbalah Seydus is only a Safek Hanah, that's not a Negiah. There has to be a Vadai Hanah, that you see that there's going to be a Hanah in the Edus for it to be called a Negiah. So one issue that you could that could trouble you with this parish is, why should we say it's not a Negiah Be'edus? Just because right now it's not Nogea, but once the Marakama comes, maybe Lemafreya we should look at it like that. So that's what the Ktos was addressing. But the other question that you could raise, Rabbi Yonah himself raises, and that is, even if they're not Nogin Be'edus, what's the other problem over here with this parish, with this Girsa? What's the other problem? Okay, so Zayn, they're not Nogin Be'edusa. They testified, they're not Nogin Be'edusa, so the Edus can be Miskaba. What's the problem? How can they testify B'chlam? They're not Nogin Be'edus before the Marakama comes, but can they testify B'chlal? What do I mean? Can they testify B'chlal?
They're
Bali Dava. Who's Bali Dava? The Sochem of Bali Dava? I don't think so. Sochem are not Bali Dava. What's the problem?
Ain Makablin
Edus Shalobat Nebaldin. That's the problem. The problem is, how can you jump to that? Sounds like a great idea, but you can't really do that. Right? How can you be Makabal Edus Shalobat Nebaldin? The Baldin over here is the Marakama, meaning the Baldin is the one that the Edus is affecting. So the Machzik, my Zutcha says, the Machzik can come and say, I want the Sochem to testify before the Marakama comes, we'll jump the gun, they're not Nogin Be'edus, so that if he does come, then there's no problem. That sounds great, but it just doesn't work. I mean, how does that work? It's Kabbalah Seydus Shalomitei Baldin. That shouldn't work. Why are we not Makabalei Shalomitei Baldin? Because we want the Baldava to be able to do Makhish the Tainus. Right? If you testify in front of a Baldava, so, you know, he can fight back. And then the Edim can cower, and we see what goes on. Bezdin is going to come to the Emes more easily in such a case. Right? So how can we do that? We've had a sugi like that, right? The Gemara Bava Kama, the Kofi Beis, says, V'huad b'va'olav. We know that a Shara Muad has to have Hadah in front of the Bailin. From that we learn that Ein Makabel Neidah Shalom B'Tanei Baldin. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is saying that the Hadah, the warning on the Shara Muad, has to be in front of the Baldava. The Gemara Bava Kama says that's the Mokar, that Ein Makabel Neidah Shalom B'Tanei Baldin. So how does it say this work B'chlal? Even if they're not Nogin Be'edus, but it's still Makabel, it's still a Kabbalah Seder Shalom B'Tanei Baldin. So how should that work? Rabbi Yonah himself was sensitive to this. Avo B'Shem Makabel Neidah Shalom B'Tanei Baldin. Hocha Makabel. He says here it's different. It just breaks the rules. Kevin the hashtag is kashri, since now they're kosher. Vim yo'idu mishiyavo ir'er lehevu nogin be'edus. Since now they're kosher, but they're going to be nogin be'edus when the ir'er comes, so we let them testify now shalom b'chnei baldin. V'kein yin mashamre v'perakah goes with the makam al'edin shalom b'chnei baldin k'gon shul chola o edav chola. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that there are exceptions to the rule. If the edim are cholin, well, he's a chola. Then you can be makabel eder shalom b'fnei baldin. Right? Let's say the baldin can't come. What? So the individual can't have a kabbalah seydus. It's not fair, right? Let's say the edim are cholim, and they're not going to be able to come later. So you can't have a kabbalah seydus shalom b'fnei baldin, but you're not going to have another opportunity. So someone might say, Asma, well, what am I supposed to do? It's exerts a kosa. It's a pasuk. Like what? If the pasuk says v'huad b'va'olav, the name of kabbalah nishlo b'nei baldin. So that's the din. That's the halacha. So there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do, right? So apparently not, because the Gemara in Bava Kama itself says that if the edim a cholim, or if the baldover is a cholim, you can't be makabel nishlo b'nei baldin. So why exactly is that the case? If the pasuk v'huad b'va'olav teaches me a halacha, and if that is a din d'oraisa, so then how can we suddenly break that? You know, just because you know we can't have it work, right? It can't be b'fnei baldin. So this is a question addressed by the Rishonim in Baba Kama. There, I asked you to look at the Rashba. Rashba asked this kash. He says the kashlan ashmaitin the ha amrina the time of the emakam and eshlam b'fnei baldin mishum da amakad v'huad b'va'olav. Dim kenki hava hu chola o edav shemavakshim v'leches l'mdina sayam hech makabah v'atora amr v'huad b'va'olav. The Rashba says, I don't care what you want to do. What's the aid? They want to go off to China. They want to go on a vacation. They're not going to be around. Or they're cholim or whatever. So what? But the pasuk says, "Hey, mekabel neir shlomo hei involved." So you can't just contravene the pasuk because of convenience. The shlomo zok the Rashba no the ikar kra legabe shor the hu bedinim nefashos k'sim. The pasuk is really by shor. It's about shor amud, which is really talking about dinim nefashos. He says it's a rule by kabbalas edus of dinim nefashos. That's where this is being daraisa. That Ema Kavlanei Shlomo Hebaldin. And you can't get out of that halacha. It sounds like he's saying, when it comes to Din Nefashas, that's it. Even if the Edom Acholim, the guy is the Chol, it's not going to help. You can't be Mekabalei Shlomo Hebaldin. But if Din Emaman is Dr. Ashba, Asmachta Ba'alma Umidir Rabbanan. Dr. Ashba, Vahuad Bava'olav is exerced a kosa by Din Nefashas, that Ema Kavlanei Shlomo Hebaldin. But by Mamanus, it's a Dinder Rabbanan, it's not Smachta. It's an extension. Din Mamanus, we're going to extend from Dinder Nefashos to say that Emakam and Eshlo of Hemel Dinfu. Because it's not just Exerza Kosov, there's a Svara to it. It makes sense. We want the Baldava to be able to be Makhish the Eidim. You know, to look them in the face and to be Makhish them. Say, no, it's not true. So we do that by Din Mamanus too. It's important. Oh, but it's only Midr Rabbanan. Zachar Ashba, if it's Midr Rabbanan, Shas Adcha Kediyev Adami. Right, so it's a b'di'evit situation, not a l'chatkula situation. He's a chola, right? He's a chola. The edim a cholim. So it's only the rabbanon. B'shas adchak chazal amekel, and they say that better to get the edus, can get the edus, as long as it doesn't look like a harama, right? Clearly, it has to be an extenuating circumstance that Bezdin judges that due to circumstances beyond his control. So if it's beyond his control, then we do allow him to bring the Eidim Shalom B'fnei Baldin, because this halacha, the Emakam and Shalom B'fnei Baldin, by Dinei Mamonis, is only a Din D'Rabbanan, so B'Shas Sadchak, that's like a Kedievid Dami, and when it's a Bidievid, then maybe we can be Mekabel Eidus even Shalom B'fnei Baldin. Okay, so this is Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of the gifts of the Gaonim. Zutra is saying that if the Machzik brings the Eidim before the Marakama comes. Not that he's bringing another group of Sochim that we don't even know anything about. That's too difficult, he says. But if the Machzik is going to bring the Eidim, going to bring the Sochim before the Marakama comes, then not knowing him by Eidus at that point in time, and the problem of Emakam and Shlomo then doesn't apply because this is the only window of opportunity, so to speak, that he can bring the Eidim before they become Nogin Ba'edus. So we allow him to do it, and then Tanose Taina, and we're gonna allow him to bring the Eidim at that point in time. Donia.
Isn't Shor Muad also Dine Mamonos? I mean, if you go up, Gor is another Gor. Gor is another up, so then that's Dine Mamonos. So why is he picking on Shor Muad and saying that's only by Dine Nefashos?
Right.
It's also Dina Mamonos.
But it also relates to Nefashos. There are cases that do relate to Nefashos over there. Right? If he kills a human, right? There are halachas that relate. So he's saying that the Gzeres HaKosev perhaps was only said by Dina Nefashos, the Dina Nefashos aspect. That's what he seems to be saying. Right? That's what the Rashba seems to be saying. I don't know, maybe for the Mamanis, like for the Mamanis of Shor HaMuad, he would be Mekabel Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baldin, did he ever? B'Shas HaTak. For the Mamanis, he would be Mekabel Eidus, it's just for the Nefashos, it's hard to believe. It's a Gzeres HaKosev by Shor HaMuad. But I guess since there's an element of Dinei Nefashos in the case of Shor HaMuad, so you can't learn to all Dinei Mamanis, because it might be a special case. It's a Gzeres HaKosev. See, if you didn't use the word Dina Nefashos, I would have explained simply. I would have said it's a Gzeres HaKosev by Shor HaMuad that Ema Kavlan Eidus Shalom B'fnei Baldin. So we do apply it by other cases, but that's a Din D'Rabbanan. He throws in that Shor HaMuad is Dina Nefashos, so I just tried to explain along the lines of what he's saying, but you don't even have to say that. You could just say it's exeris hakasav by Sharm Wood.
Yeah. Why does it self come specifically about going to a person that can steal us?
You're saying that pasuk, even if the din of Shramuah applies to din imamunah, but that case is to a case of the pasuk, is to my nefashas, so maybe that's what the Rashi means, it's limited to nefashas. But the question is, would you say, Yaakov, that a Shramuah situation that relates only to mamunah, not to nefashas, so that you could have hadar, shalom is nebalvin? Seemingly we could. With Rabbanan, probably not. With the Torah, maybe yes. Right? With the Rabbanan, it's still in Asmata, so the Chorah, the case of Shamur, is no worse than other things. Maybe. Zach?
Didn't we say this is a Cheska Sarayah? So why is there a Baal Dittik? Isn't it just proving my Shtar and proving my Chazaka that's my land now? Why do the other guy have to be involved and be there?
Who's the other guy?
The Markama.
No, but we're assuming that he doesn't have the shtar anymore. Right? He doesn't have the shtar.
Yes, he's establishing his chazaka that it's his land. Why does the Marakama have to be there?
He doesn't have to be there, but if the Machzik is afraid that the Marakama might come, right? Let's say the Machzik made a mistake, right? He had the shtar, and, you know, he goes searching for it, I don't know, and after 2 years he realizes he doesn't have the shtar, so he says, oh, yeah, I don't have the shtar. You know, he's saying maybe the Marakama is going to come. He gets nervous, but he has Sochem there. So he's nervous because he knows that he doesn't have the Shtar. So he figures, you know what, before I get into trouble, I don't know if the Marakama is there. You know, he was an upstanding guy, and now we hear things, you know, he's hard on times. He's, you know, his other investments aren't doing well. Maybe he's going to... You can create the scenario. I don't know. You know, I don't have to write the story. Right? Unfortunately, these things happen. Upstanding people don't do the right thing, and they come... Then they try to, you know, they try to steal and...
That's 3 years.
3 years. Yeah, but he forgot. He lost his shtar within 3 years, right? So now he wants the Sochrim to testify. Well, let's say it's after 3 years, whatever. It's right after 3 years. But the Marakama hasn't come, but now he doesn't have the shtar anymore. He hears that the Marakama is creating trouble for people with other lands that he sold. So he wants the Edom to come quickly and testify before the Marakama is going to create trouble for him. It could be a very simple scenario. Yeah?
It could be that by the case of Al-Adah, we would still say that it applies by the Nefashos, because we're only talking about the extrapolation of the Pasuk, about Imakamine Shlom Tevah then. And so the extrapolation maybe only applies to the Nefashos, because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. But Ha'adah would be a klal even by Dine Mamanus.
Hadah would be a klal by Dine Mamanus as well. So you're saying, V'huad B'va'olav...
Only the extrapolation would be talking about Dine
Nefashos. No, of course Hadah applies to Dine Mamanus. The question is, does the Din of Eim Mekabelin Eidah Shelo B'fnei Baal Din apply?
But I'm saying the Eim Mekabelin Eidah Shelo B'fnei Baal Din isn't actually a Din by Shramur, that's just the extrapolation applying it to the other things. No? Isn't the...
Oh, but it's learned from V'huad B'va'olav that the Hadah has to be B'va'olav, it has to be in front of the Bailin. That's what we're learning it from.
Right.
So that's the question. Is it only by Nefashos? Is it by the Mamanus of Shramur, Minat Torah? Lemaisa midrabbanan, it's going to apply even to the mamnas of Shamud. It's no worse than any other case of dinei mamnas, I think. Okay, let's go vayda. There are two more points to this sugya, two more lines of the Gemara, and then we're going to move on to the next sugya. I'm not sure we're going to get to both of these lines, but let's do the first line today. Maybe we'll do the second line tomorrow. What does the Gemara say? Yeah, on Chavtes Amud Beis. We're getting to the end of this Cheskas Gimel Shanim Ritzufis. So now we have all of the background. Right? We talked about Ritzufis in general and Asa Demov Vibagi, and then we talked about Cheskas Abatim with Abayin Rava, Marzutra. Right? So we have all of the different halachas that we need, all the different rules. So now we have to see how the Gemara is going to apply. The Gemara Choftes says like this: Umodi Marzutra Birochlan Amachzirin Ba'ayaros Da Afagav Lotan Taninan Leana. A simple statement. That's it. And then there's one more statement, and that's the end of the story. Marzutra is moda, according to this Gersh Megavar. Marzutra is moda. Berochlan amachzirin bayaros. Let's say you have, tradesmen, peddlers who go around from city to city to sell their wares. Afagav lo toan taninamim. Even if they're not going to be towing, we are going to be taninamim. What's he talking about? Rochlan. Who mentioned Rochlan? We know of a marakama, of a machzik, but what's with the Rochlan? So the Rashbam says, Hochi Garsina. Oh, so just the fact that the Rashbam starts Hochi Garsina means that there must be another Girsa flowing around. Whenever you see Hochi Garsina, you know for sure that there's a Machlokas HaRishonim what the Girsa is. He says, this is obvious. Moda marzucha brochon amachzim bayaraz na'avagav, etc. Avagav desvira leila marzucha. Bitoin tanase taina. Aval anu lo nipton b'shvilo. Marzucha says that itoin tanase taina. Again, this is the Rashbam, learning how. Marzucha understands that itoin tanina le means that if the Marakama says le sutre sa. Right? The Marakama says, I want him to bring edus on Yomim v'leilos beferish, right? That's Marzucha l'fi the Rashbam. So if Markana claims, I want him to bring Eidos on Yomim v'leilos beferish, so then Tanase Tana, we're going to force him to do that. So after Gemara, Marzucha is moded by Rochon Amazim by Yaras, that even though they're not towing, Tanino, they're going to be towing it for him. Right? Hechad ha'avi ma'ar Rochon Amachazim by Yaras, Limker kishut e'noshin, he's going around the town, he's not here, Neino choze le'iro ki'im l'zman orach, Avagad lo toin laisi mach zixadi the darbar ritzufas yom of a laila and antanin alay. We're going to be toying for him. We're going to be toying for his benefit. Why? Because he's going to be taken advantage of. He's not here, so he doesn't even know. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know that they come in, they leave, they got. He doesn't know it, so we're going to be toying for him. The dilma mishim lo kviya b'masa hechzik zebevesa. Duchyeva osi b'masa havi nafik ha machzik min besa. V'lo yoda le zeha ma'ara me olam. If he's a rochel machzik bayaros, he's not there, so maybe the machzik went into his house when he came back, and then when he left the house. You know, he was playing games over here. He wasn't machzik for gimel shani. And the rochel is not going to know better. So, Marzutra, in that case, I will tell you that even if he's not towing, it's not like the Marakama says, I want edus on yamin v'leilos b'feirish. He's not towing it. So there, Eid the Stam on Yom HaValeil is not going to be good enough. We're going to be Tanin and Lein. Psapicha Le'ilein. We're going to open our mouths for the one who can't be Tanin, because he doesn't know better. He doesn't know to be Tanin. He doesn't realize that the Machzik wasn't there every night. So in that case, we're going to be Tanin for him, for his benefit, that the Machzik should bring Eidus on Yom HaValeil. Okay? That's this Modi Marzutra Lufi the Rashbam. Makes a lot of sense. That's according to the Gisa of Rashbam. Marzutra is talking about the Marakama being towing. So it comes to Gemara and says that he's Modeh, Berochon, Amazir, and Bayara. Since he doesn't know better, then we'll be even Tanin and Lay. We'll be towing for him. Velo Garcinan says the Rashbam, Modi Rava. It's not Modi Rava, it's Modi Marzutra. It's not Modi Rava. The holo Iri Rava La'el, it Tanin and Lay, it towing Ihu Lanashik. Rava's not talking about whether he's towing for himself or we're towing for him. So why would it say Modi Rava? It says Modi Marzutra, not Modi Rava, says the Rashbam. This is the Rashbam's Gersa. So why would you think that it should say Modi Rava? I'll tell you why. If you take Rabbeinu Chananel's Gersa within Marzutra, the Gersa of the Gaonim, then who's the one who's Taninan? It's not the Marakama who's being taught, but rather it's the Machzik. Itoin va'amar leisutre sadi lisaduli, not lisadule, but it's the machzik being towing. Right, let's take the second approach, Yonah's second approach, that he wants the Eidim to come before the time, right? He wants the Eidim to come before the time, before the Marakama comes, so that they're not nogin v'edus now, and there won't be any problems later, right? So tanose taina, we accept that Eidus, right? Even though later they will be nogin v'edus, doesn't matter, as long as they're not nogin v'edus now, it's fine. And the problem of v'emekalanesh lo v'emekal din doesn't apply, we will accept that time. So what does the Gemara now say? Modi marzutra, that if he's a rochel hamachzeh bayaros, we're going to be tanin alei. Tanin alei what? Tanin alei what? If the machzik is a rochel hamachzeh bayaros, so we're going to be tanin on that the Edom should come before the Marakama comes? Why should we be tanin alei? That's his business. He knows that the Sochem, if we're talking that he brought the Sochem there, so it's his business to bring the Edom early. Well, why should we be Tanin alei? If it's the Marakama, then I understand the Marakama is not there. He doesn't realize what the Masik is doing, then we should be Tanin alei. But here, if the Rochel is the one who brought the Sochem are renting the home from the Rochel, and the Rochel is Machzir, the Rochel is going around, so what, we're going to be Tanin alei for the Rochel? What, why? What's the... It just doesn't read straight. If you say Marzutra is talking about the Machzik, then Moda Marzutra, Berochel Amazim by Yaros, that doesn't read straight. Just because he's a Rochel shouldn't mean that we should be Taninan for him. If he's afraid of the Marakama, so let him bring the Sochem. to testify before the Marakama comes. But the whole moda doesn't make any sense. According to that gifts, according to the gifts of the Gaon, the only way that you can learn is moda Rava. What's he saying, moda Rava? Moda Rava, Rava admits. Rava says, what's the Eidim by Cheskas Habatim? It's the Eidus of the Socher. Right? The Eidus of the Socher. So Rava says that you can bring the Eidus of the Sochrim to prove that they live there. Right? To prove that they live there. So Rava is Moda that if the Sochrim are Rochlim, and Machzirim Bayaros, if the Sochrim are Rochlim, then even if they're not there at night, that's not a problem. That's what Rav is saying. That the only time that you need Eidus on Yom and Laila of the Sochrim, that's where they actually live there. They're not Rochlim. Right? If it's normal for them to be in the house Yom and Laila. But if we're talking about Rochlim and Machzirim Bayaros, if it's normal for them to go out on business, so that since the Machziki Inshin, as long as they bring Eidus that they were there, that they lived in this house, whenever they came back to the town, that's enough. That's enough. The Marakama can't claim, oh, they weren't there in such and such a night. No, it's normal for them to travel. So the fact that they're not there at nights, that doesn't mean anything. So Rava would admit that even if we know that you don't have Eidus on all of the Leilas, it's not a problem for the Sochrim. It's not a problem for the Sochrim. If they're Rochlim and Machzirim Bayaros, so they don't have to live there every single day. They can live. It's not even the nights. They don't have to be there every Yom either. Because they go out of town. They go out of town on business. That's a big chiddush. Right? That Rava would say that if you're relying on the Eidus of the Sochrim, you don't even need the Eidus of the Sochrim on Yom V'Layla, every Yom V'Layla, because as long as they're Achzik and the Machziki Inshi, that's sufficient in order to establish a Chazakah. Wow. That is quite a chiddush. That is quite a chiddush. So we have to talk about this. We have to look at the Rush. If you haven't seen it yet, please look at the Rush and try to figure out, so what's the chazakah? How long does it take to even do this chazakah? Is it going to taste? Is it like Asr the Movri Bagi, where the property is used a little bit, and then it's not used, and then it's used again? Is that what it's like? Is it like Asr the Movri Bagi? Well, maybe it's something different than Asr the Movri Bagi. Okay, take a look at the Rush. We'll talk about this tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. And then we'll look at the final line of the Gemara to finish the sugya, and then we'll move on to Chazaka of Shul. Okay.